Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation about the performing arts. I'm your host, Steve Hunt. Glad to have you along again on a Friday afternoon. And remember, if you ever miss a Stage Talk show, you can always go to alaskapublic.org and download old copies of the shows, or you can subscribe to our podcast. Well, today, we're just going to make it all up. We're just going to improv through the whole thing. In fact, we've got some guys here are good at that. We have three members of the two Anchorage improv groups here. We have Kristen Dugan from Scared Scriptless. Welcome, Kristen.
Hello, thank you.
We have Eric Dahl, who is playing both parts.
Both sides, yes.
Both sides. Thank you. He's a member of Scared Scriptless as well as Urban Yeti Improv. Welcome to the show, Eric.
Thank you very much.
And we have John Hannes, who is with just Urban Yeti Improv.
Mm-hmm. Pleasure to be here.
And so these guys are just going to make everything up as we talk. We've had Kristen on before talking about Scared Scriptless and about improv. We'll talk more about improv, but we haven't had Urban Yeti on. And so I want to talk, first of all, how'd you come up with that name, Urban Yeti?
Well, it was actually pretty amazing. When we first started and we wanted to do more of a long-form improv troupe, we had to take care of space first, but then it was like, then the dreaded conversation of what are we going to call ourselves?
We need
that
a
will
name.
Define us for years to come. And we actually created like this Microsoft Excel document with like 150 names on them. And then we just kind of repeated them over and over. And it was like, yeah, which one's fitting? Which one's fitting? And then you kind of play a little bit into, well, what can we market a little bit? And we naturally got to Urban Yeti. My personal favorite, though, was the Secret Bear Army of John Muir.
but who could remember that?
It was too obscure. Kind of a mouthful. Yeah. It might have been put on the list as we were driving by a historic site in San Francisco.
Alcohol might have been involved.
So although that name is amazing, Urban Yeti has suited us very well.
Well, it's interesting because, improv has gotten to be really big around a lot of the cities in the country, and they always come up with certain fun names that have a play on words about improvisation, yet Urban Yeti has nothing at all to do with that.
Well, that's kind of what we like about it is, as you go into different festivals around the country, like improv festivals, you just see a range of names.
Often random.
Random names, and I like that element of just complete randomness. And then I also like the element of the Yeti, like referring to us as the Yetis and coming to see a Yeti show has been pretty amazing.
And you don't go Yeti, Yeti, Yeti when you can't think of something to say.
No, absolutely. Like, yeah. We don't sell the brand that much.
Not quite.
But I have been in a Yeti suit from time to time. The first 6 months were a remarkable experience.
It was really an experiment in sociology to see what people could take from a public Yeti figure.
When that guy gives you a $5 bill at the Saturday market, and you're like, no, I'm actually here to give you a flyer.
No, you need this more than I do. more than I do.
You're already rock bottom.
Folks are already performing it. And by the way, I wanted to mention that Urban Yeti has their March show Saturday night performing at the 49th State Brewing Company. And then the next Saturday night, Scared Scriptless is doing a show there. Is this a new home for improv here in town? Kristen, tell us about this space.
Yeah, actually, this is sort of unprecedented, makes it sound so huge, but it really is. This is an amazing coming together of the two, I'm going to go ahead and say it, improv powerhouses in the state of Alaska. No, and it's true, though, because we are improv is a very, communicative and community-based, it's all about collaboration. And now here we have two amazing troupes playing in one house, which is a pretty big deal, I think.
Definitely.
It's really great because we share players, we share space, we share, we also oftentimes share the same audience, but it's a totally different product. And I'm super excited to get everyone to be able to experience both types of improv.
And both types of improv, you're talking about short form and long form. Scared Scriptless mostly does short form. Describe that.
Right. Well, the easiest way to reference it is the TV show Whose Line Is It Anyway? It's extremely rapid fire. The games that we play last ideally no more than about 4.5 minutes each. So it is just, it's almost manic, but it's controlled chaos. It's very controlled. We always are in control. We always know what we're doing. But long form, I think John and Eric could speak to this a lot better. It's a lot more of a thoughtful form of improv, and you get to really take your time and develop things that you can't in short form because you don't have that kind of time in short form.
So long form isn't just doing a short form joke and just stretching it out until it's unbearably long.
No, not boring at all.
Tell us about long form. Eric, go ahead.
Well, I would say the word I would use to describe it is more organic. So it's kind of a synthesis of ideas that you're discovering as a group in an organic fashion, whereas short form, you have these games that have pretty specific rules that you play to. With long form, it's more of an open set where you can do scenes, you can do interlocked scenes, you can do a continuous story for a while. And it's just a way to explore the space a little bit differently.
And I remember seeing you guys perform at one time, and what was really interesting was that you had one sort of story that happened, and then you'd do some other things and come back to the second part of that story.
Oh, yeah.
And it kind of carried it through the whole night. And we were introduced, it's almost like a three-act play, introducing the characters in the first act and the problem going on. So John?
No, the risk factor goes up quite a bit, too, when it comes to long-form improv, because some of the greatest moments when you're doing those longer sets, so sometimes you can be pulling a word or a sentence from the audience and going for 30 to 40 minutes, if you will. I mean, the element of expanding a theme or expanding a story and then calling back some of those references that you made can be very challenging. It's a really satisfying full laughter when you hit the 30-minute mark and someone has made a callback and you get that full laughter. But the risk factor is up quite a bit because you also might be spreading yourselves out over a lot of themes and a lot of different storylines, and it really requires an expert level of listening.
I was about to say, you've really got to listen. In any improv, you got to listen.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. It's just like short form, you absolutely have to listen to do great. And we freaking love short form. We love the audience energy, and we love that product. But we also want to challenge ourselves, too, on like, well, can you go longer form? Can you really showcase your listening skills by doing that form as well?
Yeah, and I think a thing to say, too, would be that these use the same skill sets, you know, short form and long form. It's just kind of using them in a different way, but it's the same basis. The what makes a successful short form scene and what makes a successful long form set, it's the same basic skills, and it's definitely listening.
Talk about those skills. What do you have in order to do improv, short form or long form?
Well, as John was saying, the most important thing is really just listening, and that's the hardest thing. There was a guy that used to be in Scriptless, and he would always say, you have two ears and one mouth, so you got to listen twice as much as you speak. And that's kind of a good rule of thumb because you definitely have to be able to assimilate information that's being offered and then offer your own ideas as well.
Mm-hmm. We're going to get back to that in a moment. But for those of you just tuning in, my guests today are Eric Dahl and John Hannes from Urban Yeti Improv. And also we have Eric Dahl and Kristen Dugan from Scared Scriptless talking about improvisation. Urban Yeti has a show opening tomorrow night at the 49th State Brewing Company, and Scared Scriptless has their show opening the following Saturday at the same place. Mm-hmm. So talk a bit more about this process of improvisation, because many people think that it's just getting up and making things up. It's not, really. You aren't just making things up off the top of your head. You really... go ahead, John.
No, I think, like, you see this art form pop up in a lot of cities and communities across the United States in particular, but it's also global, as we've come to find out. Yep. And you see it because it's low overhead theater. Let's just be honest
about that,
right?
Yeah, no sets.
Like, no sets, and you can get up there and put up a certain product with limited amount of rehearsal. However, I do think that aspect of performing instead of doing a lot of rehearsal leading up for it is taken for granted quite a bit in this art form. And so I think that's something that's very much underrated that we need more focus on, is people think, well, you're doing an improv show, you're getting up there, you're making stuff up, so obviously you're just doing performances, you're not doing rehearsals. And it's like, absolutely not. Rehearsal is just as critical, if not more critical, in this art form than other forms of theater, because you have to work on how the team is in tune with one another, how they listen to each other, you know, work those connections and the different kind of performance quirks that they have. And it's just something that we try to hammer both within Scriptless and Yeti, and it's just vitally important.
People are always surprised when they think they find out, oh, you guys rehearse? What do you mean? How could you? Oh, you're cheating. You rehearse.
Yeah, how could you rehearse?
I'm like, no, we're not rehearsing to show, we're not rehearsing what we're going to show you on our show night. We're rehearsing the chemistry. Mm-hmm. Where I have been playing with Eric, gosh, for almost 8 years now. And
Oh my God.
I know. we're so old together, Eric. But there are times when I can just look at him on stage and I know exactly what's going to come out of his mouth. I know what he's going to do because we've developed that rapport with each other.
Yeah.
And in short form, you get to see many more examples of it. But in long form, you really get to see the culmination of it all come together in just this beautiful, magical scene that you can't believe they haven't written. It's hard to believe for me, as a person who does improv, to believe that long form is not scripted, because it's so well thought out and so well planned. And Yeti does a great job of putting out a beautiful long form product for people to enjoy.
You know, a lot of what what people know of improv also comes from Saturday Night Live, because a lot of those actors came from improv companies as well.
Definitely.
And in that show, going back to, say, like the Commedia dell'arte, the Italian Renaissance, where they develop strong characters identified with the actors. Do you ever, in your rehearsal process, do you ever develop certain kind of characters that you just, when you come on the stage, you adopt that persona, and suddenly everybody around you knows, oh, that's the Yeti, or that's Bob the cheerleader, or something. does that come Bob about in your rehearsal process?
I think sometimes, but not really. We try to keep it pretty fresh, at least from the scriptless short form point of view. It's not always that enjoyable for a performer, in my opinion, to come out and do the same character over and over again, because you get kind of tired of it yourself. There was a friend of mine does improv in Vegas, and he's got this character of the eccentric millionaire, and it's hilarious for about 5 minutes.
The first
but
time
after
you see
about 20, you're like, all right, can you do something else?
I couldn't agree more with that. There's that aspect of freshness, like you mentioned, and then also when you're performing with a different group of people, if the same characters are coming out, you just feel a little bit off. You don't feel as engaged in the story. And I would actually say that within Yeti, when we go through our rehearsal process, there's a lot more variation on like emotions and different styles of stories than there is really about, you know, like a distinct character crawl back or something like that. Like that aspect of character and that driving a scene or a skit, if you will, is a lot more sketch-based comedy, whereas I feel like playing around with emotions and environment is a lot more improv-based.
All right, we've got 30 seconds left to go. One quick improv question. Worst part of improv, John?
Worst part of improv? Promotion and getting people in the seats.
Eric, worst part of improv?
Sometimes you swing and you miss pretty hard.
Kristen, worst part of improv?
I think when the audience isn't engaged, it's a terrifying thing for everyone involved.
All right, great. I want to thank my guests today, Eric Dahl, John Hannes, and Kristen Dugan from Urban Yeti Improv and Scared Scriptless. Urban Yeti's performing tomorrow night at the 49th State Brewing Company, and then Scared Scriptless next Saturday night at the 49th State Brewing Company. Thanks for being on the show, guys.
Thank you
for having us. Thanks.
And now it's time for the Stage Talk calendar. For more information about each of these events or other events coming up, or to download podcasts of Stage Talk, please visit alaskapublic.org, click on Stage Talk, and you'll see links to all the performing arts groups in the area. Well, it's the last weekend to catch Kevin Armento's play Good Men Wanted, presented by Toss Pot Productions in association with Cyrano's Theater Company. The show performs tonight and Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 3. For more information, please go to cyranos.org. Anchorage Community Theater's production of Gore Vidal's Visit to a Small Planet performs Thursdays through Saturdays with curtain time at 7 p.m. and Sundays at 3 p.m. through March the 27th. For more information, please visit actalaska.org. And Little Shop of Horrors is currently playing at Mad Myrna's with curtain times on Friday and Saturdays at 8 p.m. and Sundays at 3 p.m. through March the 26th. For tickets and more information, please go to centertix.net. And finally, Urban Yeti Improv will be performing at the 49th State Brewing Company this Saturday with curtain time at 8 p.m. For more information, please visit urbanyetiimprov.com. And Scared Scriptless will be performing the same place, 49th State Brewing Company, next Saturday, March the 26th at 8 p.m. For more information about this performance, please visit scaredscriptless.com. Well, that's it for this week on Stage Talk. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.